Ferning Villa in Ashfield has been known to house resident artists for years. However, next Saturday, it will specialise in housing a group of artists and storytellers for the Refugee Arts Project Zine Fair. We've got Safda Ahmed with us in the studio, who's the founder of the project. Safda, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So why did you start the Refugee Art Project?
I guess it kind of started by accident, really. Mm. I wanted, way back in late 2010, I was visiting Villawood for the first time. And it was just to have a look around and, you know, see what it's like. Mm. The sort of curiosity that probably draws most people to visit the first time. But then I thought, oh, I don't really want to just go and gawk at people and leave and feel helpless and all of that. So I thought, what can I do with people? And having done fine art and doing a lot of art throughout my life, I thought, I know, I'll just see if anyone wants to draw with me and we can create an art group. And that was pretty much how it started. We created a sort of drawing circle inside Villawood, and then the work was so powerful, we realized this would be great to curate in collaboration with the refugees, to have exhibitions, to have to publish it ourselves, to make our own zines as a form of advocacy, as well as to, I guess, get their voices to the community, you know, and to challenge some of the misconceptions that exist towards refugees.
Were some of the refugees in there actually artists, like formerly working artists?
Yeah, very few. Only one or two had ever made art before. So over 90% of the people we were engaging, I guess, had never made art before. But for me, that was the really exciting thing. It was realizing just how powerful art can be, because I believe art should be for everyone. And the work that they were making was so raw and so strong that really blew me away. In a way, I didn't expect the art to be as powerful as it was. And being someone who loves art and who loves making art, and I draw and draw comics, the work that some of the people in our group have made over the years just blows me away. So that's been one of the great pleasures of the community that we've formed and the project itself.
So now you've got a zine fair. Very exciting. We're just saying off air that there aren't that many zine fairs in Sydney, so it's nice to see another one.
Yeah, that's right. We've made, I think, 10 zines up to now, and we've got three more in the pipeline, which we're going to release later this year. And so next Sunday in our studio, we thought it would be a nice way to invite people to Ferning Villa and to see our new space. We've only been there for about a month, and we've just sort of settled in. And so it's a great space for collaborating with other community groups, for getting the public in, and for just doing what we do. There's an exhibition space, so there'll be some artworks by refugees that people can see, as well as to pick up some of our zines. So, yeah, just a nice way to, I think, get the community in and, you know, to see what we're doing.
Yeah, and what kind of stories will we expect to see in these zines?
The zines, some of them are anthologies. So the first one we did was an anthology of drawings and comics. Drawing being one of the most easy things to do in detention, because detention is so restricted. It's worse than prison. People in detention centres can't have anything sharp. They're not allowed. There's nothing made of glass. They're not even allowed steel cutlery. So getting things like oil paints was a real challenge. Even pencil sharpeners were really tough because there's a blade in it. And I think the Department of Immigration just assumes that if they get access to anything dangerous, they'll harm themselves, because they know, I think the authorities know, how bad the mental health situation is in detention. So yeah, long story short, I think sketchbooks and pencils were the easiest things to get into Villawood and to get out again. And so most of the work was based around drawing. And so a lot of the early zines were all cartoons, comics, drawings, some watercolor and acrylic painting, that sort of thing. So we've got some anthology zines and a few zines for individuals who really went for it and did a lot of, you know, a lot of work during the time they're in detention, and also since they've been released into the community.
Are some of the works are from people who are still in detention?
There's fewer people in Villawood now. So there's one or two who are still in there who we keep in touch with, but most of it is people, I guess, who we originally met in Villawood who are now on temporary visas living in the community. Most of them still have their cases ongoing. Mm. So they're on temporary visas and they're still waiting for a resolution for their refugee claims and to get permanent protection and that sort of thing. So in a way, they've been living in limbo for many years. Many of them live separate from their families. Until they get permanent residency, they can't apply for family reunion, and all of that is dragged out for years, intentionally to punish them, I think, for coming by boat. So they've been seriously isolated and are still in limbo, even though they're in the community. So those are the people that I guess we've known for many years, and it's a chance for them to sort of express something of their situation and tell their stories.
Yeah, you mentioned that the work was quite raw. Like when people see it, how moving is it really?
Oh, well, I guess the subject matter is very diverse, I should say. Some people with community art, I guess it's all about getting to know people, making friends and creating a safe space where people feel comfortable to express themselves. And what they express is totally up to them. But clearly, a number of people chose to do artwork about the conflicts that they've escaped, the reason they've become refugees, whether it's Sri Lankan Tamils making work about the war in 2009 or Hazara Afghans doing work about the threats they faced from the Taliban in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But a number also did work about just the sheer deprivation that they experienced in detention centres in Australia. So we do have a lot of work about detention, as well as work about trying to fit into the Australian community once they're living in the community in Australia, the difficulties that they face in that respect, as well as a whole range of other things. We've got work by children, by women, old people. So it's work that goes right across the spectrum, if you like. There is a special women's zine of work by refugee women in Western Sydney and a bunch of women who we met in the Villawood Detention Centre. Even though 90% of the people who come through the detention system are men. So it's very diverse, but really a chance for them to sort of, I guess, express their agency, express their personality. So in that respect, I love it because a lot of refugees get reduced only to their refugee experience. They're only seen as refugees, even by the people that are helping them. Yeah. And that can be frustrating because for many people, you know, there's a bigger history to who they are than just being a refugee. And I think many people get annoyed by that and say, well, I'm more than just quote-unquote refugee. And so for me, the work is really important as well because it shows that rich, complex character as well.
But tonight you also have a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a fundraiser at Cement Fondue Gallery in Paddington. And that's awesome. We're part of a group show there called Between Sons. And it's hosted by Abdul Abdullah. And it's got work donated by a whole bunch of really amazing Australian artists. So that's so good. We're really excited about that.
Excellent. Well, we can't wait. Hopefully some people will head along and help you out tonight at the fundraiser, and can't wait to see the zine fair come to life next weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
But Safda, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER today.
What a pleasure. Thanks for having me.